Hi, I'm Tom Power. Welcome to Toy Harp, a podcast about bluegrass. This is the last episode of season two. Here from Nashville is my conversation with Allison Krauss.
I remember, you know, the first time I looked out in the audience and saw people singing words to our songs that only we had recorded. That was just a really crazy moment. Just never thought it'd end up being there. Never thought we'd hear back from Rounder. Yeah. Never thought we would hear from Rounder in the first place.
If this is your first time listening, you can hear full interviews with Jerry Douglas, Allison Brown, Bela Fleck, Larry Sparks, Jody Stecker, and so many more wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Later on.
From BGS and Osiris Media, you're listening to The Shift List, where chefs talk about the music that fills their kitchens, restaurants, and recipes. I'm Chris Jacobs. This week on the show, part two of my conversation with John Winter Russell, chef and founder of Restaurant Candide in Montreal. This episode was recorded a few months back, before the world was thrown into chaos, and it serves as a reminder of how integral chefs and independent business owners are to shaping the culture of our cities. Restaurant Candide is named after Voltaire's book of the same name, inspired particularly by the last line of the book, which states, "Let us cultivate our garden." And as I said in the last episode, this line is the guiding force to John's food as he works closely with producers local to Montreal and creates four-course meals inspired by those ingredients, dishes that are produce-forward but not exclusively vegetarian. To put it simply, the experience of eating at Restaurant Candide is unique and only something that can be experienced in Montreal. From the restaurant's location, set in a beautiful old Gothic church basement, to the warm interior that utilizes refurbished pews from the church and exposed brick along the walls that look into the kitchen, Restaurant Candide is part of the fabric that not only defines Montreal's restaurant scene in 2020, but its identity as a city overall. Now, thankfully, Chef John feels that he and his staff will weather COVID-19 and should be able to resume things to somewhat normal at the restaurant once restrictions are lifted. And he's been able to give back to the restaurant workers affected by job losses in Canada by offering beer deliveries every Friday. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear how you can support his efforts as well as opportunities to do the same in the States. And also be forewarned, there's some Celine Dion in this episode, but don't worry, it's only the French version of Celine Dion. From Restaurant Candide, recorded pre-quarantine, here's Chef John Winter Russell.
My name is John Winter Russell, and we're at Restaurant Candide in Montreal. Basically, what we kind of try and do is we have a bunch of people that we work with that provide us with really delicious ingredients, and then we try not to fuck it up. Yeah. And the menu's set up so it's always, everyone that comes in eats four courses. You have two fixed entrees. You have mains that you have a choice between two. Sometimes it's a fish and a meat. Sometimes it's mushrooms or meat. Normally it's a fish and a meat, but very small portions. Like 80%, I would say, of what we serve here is plants. And that's just because they're more delicious. And the variety of tastes in plants is much more than the variety of taste in meat. Like the difference between, you know, like lamb, veal, and beef is much more similar than like mint, eggplant, and tomatoes. The rule is that it's all from around here and it's delicious. And then I think one of the most important things after that is because the food can be destabilizing because there are sometimes no reference points or, you know, it's a bowl full of endives, and you're like, one, what's an endive, and why would you serve me like a bowl full of, you know, warm lettuce in the middle of winter? And then you find out it's really delicious, but you feel comfortable enough that you're going to trust us. And then, you know, a server will come and they're really, really, really good. And they can answer pretty much all your questions. They don't have to go back and forth to the kitchen three times to answer all your questions. Yeah. They know the food really well. They know the ingredients really well. And, you know, that puts everyone at ease,
yeah.
Right? And especially if the servers are excited about it, right? Because, like, you know, I've never had this before. They're like, great. Yeah. That's amazing. I wish I could rediscover this ingredient.
I wish I'd go back to that experience of, yeah, that I had when I first had it. So who's in charge of the playlist on a night-to-night basis?
So what gets played in the restaurant during service, we play a radio station that records podcasts from East Brooklyn called Chances with Wolves. Like, we got turned on to it by, like, my ex-girlfriend's best friend showed me her and me it before the restaurant opened. And I was listening to it, and I'm like, this is what I want in the restaurant, 100%. And it's great because it's so comforting and weird all at the same time that I feel like it's one of the ways that the music represents kind of the way we are. There's an accordion instrumental version of Hotline Bling. There's House of the Rising Sun, but sung in like Laotian. There's a song called Chamba Ku that finishes the playlist, and it has literally become like everybody's favorite song in the restaurant. It's so good. And then the best thing about it is it's kind of a little weird because there's like wolf howling sounds at like the start of some of the playlists, and then they're not all the same kind of like vibe. So sometimes it'll be like we'll put on one playlist and it's like they did one that's all French songs, so we'll put it on and it's like this is cool, but it's like, you know, it's a little too down. And then we're like, oh, we'll try this one, but it starts with like Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever in this restaurant. No, but it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. And it just kind of like throws people off. And then there's a brass instrumental version, I think, of a Major Lazer song where you kind of like, you're literally plating food and you're like, I know this. The first time the playlist went through and you're just like, where do I know this from? And my old chef de cuisine just like out of nowhere is just like, Major Lazer. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, that's right. This is obscene. This is great.
It's almost like you're trusting this playlist in the way that you're asking your customers to trust the food experience.
That's really good. That's really good. That should go in the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm the host, I guess. No, but it's interesting because I think, you know, you're putting on something that you know that even if it's going to take a left turn, yep, it's going to come back because the people who curated that playlist are people that you trust. Even if you don't know them personally, yep, you've had enough experience to know, like, okay, this is going to bring us back to somewhere that is probably more familiar and or interesting. And that's very much, it seems like, the ethos of the space here.
Yeah, you know? And it's kind of great because what we'll do is because we listen to a bunch of them, like on like a constant roll, there are some that come back,
yeah,
more often. Like there's the Aretha Franklin playlist comes back a lot, and it's great. The one all in Spanish, 100%. There's a, I think it's a Spanish version of Puff the Magic Dragon.
Cuenta la leyenda que una vez surgió del fondo.
And like that hits me in my childhood, right? Like that song I learned when I was 3 or 4 years old, 100%, right? And it comes on and we have, you know, we have cooks that are like 22, 23. So I'm like, it's Puff the Magic Dragon. And they're like, the fuck are you talking about, right? But it's also kind of like, you also have to think, it's also language-based, mm, right? Because like some of the young cooks are all native Francophones, mm, right? So I don't know if Puff the Magic Dragon ever got translated into, right, French, right? So there's like this, always like this mix of kind of like different music references. Like I've played Paul Simon and people are like, who's that, right? And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I would so love to be 20 years old and discover Paul Simon.
kind of like your servers coming out and saying, I wish I could have that dish all for the first time.
How amazing would that be, right? Like, and, you know, it's like, you know, I've, like, what is this? It's really good. And you're like, it's Eric Clapton's Unplugged album. And where have you been living for the your entire life,
it's
right?
It's Graceland.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? And then it's like, but all those kind of like, my dad listened to a lot to like old rock and roll and blues. So like, that's in my head and I've been listening to it. So like, you know, like Keb Moe and B.B. King, you know, are very kind of like stuff that is still in the back of my head and will come on every once in a while. And I go, oh yeah.
Is there any Francophile stuff that comes across?
Yeah, so what ends up happening is then the service staff has this very kind of like strong emotional attachment to a very certain type of like Quebecois music from like the between like 70s and like almost like late 90s. There's like there's a bunch of like different things. There's a song called that gets played more like after service, Je suis bien plus cool sur la brosse, which basically means I'm much cooler while I'm getting drunk or while I'm drunk or while I'm drinking. And it's just like it's perfect. Je survis, mais voilà lorsque je suis bien plus cool, ça brosse. Je suis bien plus cool. There's like Offenbach and Jerry Boulet. Je suis celui qui frappe dedans la vie, pagant tout d'amour. Je suis celui qui frappe dedans la vie, pagant tout d'amour. And Petit Cuir and Céline Dion, but only the French stuff. Only the French stuff. That's very, very key. And it, she's crazy. So like, she's really, really fucking good at her job. But that's like, that's kind of like, that's where we kind of like draw the line. So there's like, there's no Céline in English. It's only, Céline is pretty much only in French, right? Then there's like, there's like Quebec folk music that'll sometimes come on, which is really great because it like comes on and I'm like all excited because my mom is from the East Coast. So I'm like, oh, great. So like they finish the Quebec folk song and then like I put on like Stan Rogers and everyone's like, no, John. And I'm like, ah. But it's the same thing, just in a different language. They're like, no, because they have like zero emotional attachment to it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it just like, I'm like, but it's so good, right? I'm like, come on, I'm going to put on Barrett's Privateers and everyone sing along. Guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's Privateers. I think the best things about not having this set of rules that you have to follow is that things can be a little kind of like weird around the edges. Like I'm more than happy to describe myself and this restaurant as just a soupçon of weird, right? But that's good because, you know, it's not something that you would expect. And I think one thing as far as like, in quotation marks, high-end food is it supposed to not be something that you're used to? Yeah. And I don't like to describe it as high-end food, but I know what we, you know, it's not expensive here, but it's not inexpensive either. So I know how lucky we are that we're supporting what we like to do with, you know, food that most people in most places in the world would go, you're out of your mind if I'm going to pay that much for a meal. I think like that when things sound pretentious, I think pretension is kind of like when you have a lack of kind of like execution on something that's high-minded.
Yeah, and actually, it's a good point. I don't think if something's well done and well intentioned and is done in a way that is for, I think, artistic purposes, then I don't think you need to apologize. Like,
it's okay. You're in Canada. Like, apologies are kind of just, you know, like farts. They just come out every once in a while. That's right.
Thanks again to Chef John Winter Russell of Restaurant Candide. If you live in Montreal and need some craft beer delivered to your house, send an email to info@restaurantcandide.com. All proceeds will go to the Montreal Restaurant Workers Crisis Relief Fund. More info at mtlrestoreliefund.org. And also check out the good work being done by Chef Edward Lee here in the United States by checking out the Lee Initiative. They're feeding out-of-work restaurant employees all across the United States through the Restaurant Workers Relief Fund and can use any and all donations over at leeinitiative.org. The Shift List is produced by me, Chris Jacobs. Our executive producer is Amy Reitenauer, with help, as always, from the entire BGS team, including associate editor Justin Hiltner, marketing guru Joseph Klingel, and all the amazing writers and contributors that make BGS the best source for Roots culture redefined. Special thanks to Osiris Media. Check out their entire roster of music and culture podcasts over at osirispod.com. If you love The Shift List, please leave us a review or rating over at itunes.com/theshiftlist. I'm Chris Jacobs. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Ngo from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.